见的真如是一人所
说的，就是那些耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呢，先知所说的一切话，你们的心性得太迟钝了。
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？”
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。
他们却强留他，说：“时候晚了，且日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。”耶稣就进去，要同他们住下。
到了住席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，
擘
开，递给他们。
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了。
他们彼此说：“在路上，他跟我们说话，给我们解释圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的？”
他们就立时起身，回耶路撒冷去。正遇见11使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说：“主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。”
两个人对往路上所遇见和野饼的时候，怎么被他们认出来的事，他述说了一下。
好，我们停在这
儿。嗯，
so here we see the Lord Jesus drawing near to two disciples who were very, very sad.
所以这里我们看到一个故事呢，耶稣接近了两个门徒，这两个门徒非常非常的忧伤。
Their hopes and their dreams were had turned to dust, as it were.
他们的盼望，他们的甚至梦想都已经变成了灰尘，已经，因为他们认为耶稣已经死了。
They didn't understand that the Lord Jesus would have to die and rise again before he would enter his glory.
他们不明白一个真理，就是耶稣必须先死，然后复活，在他进入荣耀之前，他必须要做这两件事。
Their hopes, we see there in verse 21. We'll see there what their hopes were.
我们看见21节，我们就看见他盼望的是什么。
Says, but we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel.
他说，但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。
You see, they were Jewish people who believed in the Old Testament scriptures.
他们是那一些相信旧约的犹太人。
And that predicted about a Messiah that would come and one day would take the reins of government. He would take control of government. He would put down all rule and authority and he would rule in righteousness.
他们相信会有那个弥赛亚来，有一天会在地上掌权，会掌管整个以色列民。
But now, Israel finds itself under the power of Rome.
但当时呢，他们发现自己却是在罗马的殖民统治下。
They don't even have a Jewish king.
他们甚至连一个犹太人的王也没有。
The country is split up by the Romans into various provinces.
然后呢，整个犹大国呢，以色列国被罗马分成很多不同的省份。
They don't have their own currency. They don't have freedom.
他们也没有自己的货币，也没有自由。
And when Jesus came, he showed great miracles and great power.And they expected him to be the long-awaited and long-promised Messiah.
所以当耶稣来行了如此大的神迹之后呢，他们就期望他是那个一直要来他们等候的那个弥赛亚，那个救主。
Now, Now they were very, so all of a sudden now it says in verse 20, it says the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and they crucified him.
所以二十节，他们说呢，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他，也就是耶稣解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。
See, naturally speaking, their hopes were in a living, a conqueror.
所以正常自然来说呢，其实他们的盼望是在一个活着的征服者或者是一个王的身上。
What good is a dead leader?
那一个死了的领导人有什么意义呢？
And they, for three or three and a half years, they had followed the Lord Jesus, and they were expecting the kingdom to come at any time.
因为他们整个三年或三年半里一直跟随这个耶稣，他们盼望这个国度啊要降临啊。
And now their hopes were in the rubbish bin, in the garbage bin.
所以现在他们的盼望就完全变成灰尘了，到垃圾箱里去了。
No doubt they had been in Jerusalem and witnessed his crucifixion.
所以他们在耶路撒冷已经见证了耶稣被钉在十字架上的事。
They had to wait then for the Sabbath to finish before they could continue their journey on home.
所以呢，在耶稣被钉死之后呢，他们等了一个安息日，因为安息日不能做工。安息日之后呢，他们就回去各自做自己的事了，就回家了。
So he was crucified on the Friday.
所以耶稣是在星期五被钉在十字架上的。
And the events took place so that then the Sabbath starts at sundown on Friday.
所以在星期五的太阳下山之后呢，安息日，犹太人的安息日就开始了。
And the Sabbath, then comes the Sabbath on the Saturday, so they wouldn't walk back that day.
所以就整个星期六都是安息日，所以他们在星期六不能够回家。
They lived in a city not far from Jerusalem, about 10 kilometers.
他们住在一个地方呢，不是离耶路撒冷太远，大概十公里的地方。
There's a village called Emmaus.
这是一个村子呢，叫伊马忤斯。
And, So they would have to wait till the Sabbath is finished. Of course, when the Sabbath finishes, it's dark on the Saturday evening. So they would stay over a night and then make their journey home on the Sunday morning.
所以在那个安息日结束以后呢，已经是星期六的太阳下山以后，所以他们又住了一晚，就在星期天就开始回去这个他们的村子。
You can imagine the mood of all the disciples.
你可以想象当时整个门徒们的心情啊，都是比较沉重。
If the chief priests killed Jesus, perhaps he might be hunting for some of the other disciples as well.
所以如果大祭司杀了耶稣，很可能其他的一直跟随他的门徒，大祭司也会有些迫害。
So they were fearful.
所以他们都很害怕。
And, Also, they were greatly disappointed.
然后呢，他们也非常非常失望。
As I just mentioned, their hopes were in a living Messiah.
因为我们刚才讲到，他们的盼望是一个活着的弥赛亚。
So, they were hopeless, in a hopeless condition.
所以他完全是个无助、无望的一个境况里。
It'll be the feeling almost of a family whose oldest son, or an only son was suddenly taken and died, the family would feel devastated.
这就像一个家庭，那个长子突然之间过世了，那整个家族他就是一个很失望的、很绝望的这么一个情况。
Or even more when the head of the family, the father of the family of the clan dies, everybody feels in a hopeless condition.
或者说更进一步呢，是这个家族的头，或者说父亲是个宗族的头，突然死了，那这整个家族就处在一个非常绝望的境况。
And so they decide that they're going to go home.
所以他们就决定回家了，这些门徒。
And early that morning, on the first day of the week, they begin their journey.
然后呢，在一周的第一天，就是星期天。 他们开始回走回家的路了。
Now that we read in verse 14 that they were talking with each other about everything that had happened.
所以呢，我们在十四节读到呢，其实他们彼此谈论，还是在谈论过刚刚过去那个周末的事。
That was the subject of their conversation. There was nothing else that occupied their minds.
也这也是他们谈话的主题，因为在他们心里已经没有其他事情可以去交谈了。
And they were very sad. Verse 17 says that their faces were downcast.
他们非常非常的难受。那在十七节后半段呢，说他们的脸上带着愁容。
So, verse 15, as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. Verse 15.
啊、15, okay. 那十五节呢，他说他们正谈论相问的时候呢，耶稣就就近他们和他们同行。
It's when things are perhaps worse that we need the Savior the most.
然后有一个事很可能更糟糕啊，就是我们需要最糟糕的，我们需要主。
They were at the bottom, very bottom.
他们是在特别低谷的时候，非常低谷。
Now, turn to back to chapter 9.
我们回到路加福音的九章。
Verse
28. 28节
This is the account of the transfiguration.
这是登山变相的内容。
The Lord gave this vision to three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John.
九章二十八节，耶稣给他的三个门徒呢，带他们去山上，彼得、约翰和雅各。
He had told them in verse 22 that the Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
他在二十二节告诉那些人呢，他说人子也就是他自己啊，耶稣必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
You see, a number of times he had tried to impress upon his disciples an important principle. And that is that first of all comes the suffering and then the glory.
所以很多次啊，他在教导门徒的时候一直想把这个很重要的原则告诉他的门徒，就是呢，总是先有苦难，然后再有荣耀的。
Every victory requires the struggle to begin with.
所以每一个胜利它总是先在前面的挣扎开始的。
A war cannot be won without a battle.
所以一个战争不会胜利除非你一开始先有一个征战啊，先要打仗。
You know, a race can't be won until there is the exertion of physical exertion.
所以一个跑步的竞赛不会赢，除非你是尽力的在奔跑。
And Jesus told his disciples this very thing. He told them that he's going to go up to Jerusalem, and he's going to be killed, and the third day rise again.
所以耶稣就在那时候已经告诉他们了，他说人子啊，就是他自己一定会要先到耶路撒冷去受苦啊，然后第三日复活。
And his disciples didn't seem to understand, although they were troubled by this.
然后呢，他的门徒看起来并不理解，甚至还受这个话语所搅扰。
I think it's like many of us, we try to push away bad news.
这就像我们每一个人，我们常常会把一些坏消息就想推开它，就不要它。
But they were troubled by this. It troubled them somewhat. So what he did was he took them up into a high mountain.
所以当耶稣看见这个消息很搅扰他的门徒的时候呢，耶稣做什么？他就把他们带到一个高山上。
And he told nine of his disciples to stay at a lower elevation, and he took Peter, James, and John, verse 28, with him.
他让九个门徒呢在下面等啊，他带了三个门徒，彼得、约翰、雅各上了高山。
And he went up into a mountain to pray.
啊，到山上去祷告。
And as he was praying, it says, verse 29, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning.
然后呢，正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，他的衣服洁白放光。
This is the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣的变相。
A transfiguration of the metamorphosis, we call it.
所以这是。
Metamorphosis, like, metamorphosis is a complete change, like from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
它是个完全的改变啊，就像从一个毛毛虫变成这个蝴蝶一样的，它是个完全的身体的完全的改变。
You see, the Lord Jesus, when he came into the world.He had to cover his glory, veil his glories.
所以当耶稣来到地上的时候，他需要遮盖哈，隐藏他的荣耀。
Because Jesus is very God himself, manifest in flesh.
因为耶稣他就是自己就是神呢，他是道成肉身的神。
But when he came into the world, he hid those glories.
所以当他来到这个地上的时候呢，他把这些神的荣耀呢隐藏起来了。
And, but here, on the top of the mountain, he revealed his glories, his essential glories, as God himself, and he is the Messiah, the sent one.
所以在这个山顶上的时候，他就完完全全没有隐藏，他把他自己本来的那个弥赛亚那个神的形象和荣耀呢，就都显明给他的门徒看。
He revealed his glories so that his disciples might not be discouraged by the fact that he told them that he's going to have to die.
他把他的荣耀显出来呢，就是帮助让他的门徒看见，他真实的荣耀，他就不会再害怕，不会再那么担忧啊，难受啊。
Now notice verse 30, there are two men now, Moses and Elijah, they appear in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus.
所以我们这里还看见还有两个人显出来了，一个是摩西，一个是以利亚，他们也一起站在那和耶稣说话。
Now Moses and Elijah, we won't talk about why they were there and so on, that's not important for us right now.
我们先不讲那个摩西和以利亚为什么在这里，这个是有另外的意思，这个对我们今天的主题不是很重要。
But they were talking with him, and we'd like to look at the topic of their conversation.
但他们呢的确是在那里和耶稣说话，我们要看一下他们在说什么。
It says they spoke of his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem.
然后31节他们说他们在谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他将在耶路撒冷将要成的事。
Now his departure is that's a strange thing. How do you read that when you say his departure, which he is about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem?
这是很奇怪的事啊！就为什么我们会看见他要说他在耶路撒冷要成要去世的事情，要离开的事情。
What does that bring to your mind?
这个你会想到，如果你读了这个，你会想到什么样的？在脑子里会想出什么样的事情？
His departure from Jerusalem was it? Isn't that what you get?
是从耶路撒冷离开，这是你。
That's where he's going to leave from.
那就是他在耶路撒冷是要去世要升天，就那个地方。
And it's something that has to be accomplished as well.
然后同样有些事情是要完成。
In other words, he's just describing some events, a process.That's going to take place.
然后呢，这就意味着会有一些计划当中要做成的事情要发生。
So let's look at then if this his departure. The word there is the same word as Exodus in the Old Testament.
然后这个词呢，它这里用的词是离开哈，就是 departure 是离开， 那离开这个词呢，是用在原文里和是哪一个词是一模一样的？就是出埃及记的那个离开是一样的，是同一个词。
See, and the Exodus was a process. They came out of Egypt and they went into the Promised Land.
那出埃及呢，是他们从埃及离开，进到了那个迦南的应许地。
So now the Lord Jesus is going to have an exodus or a departure, and the beginning was going to be Jerusalem, because that's where he says it's going to be accomplished. There is at Jerusalem. That'll be the starting point.
所以呢，耶稣也是一样，那他的离开的那个起点是耶路撒冷啊。
Now where was he going to go?
那他要去哪里呢
？We'll ask that question.
我们会问这个问题。
Just to see if you're all awake.
yeah, 我们问大家这个问题，他要去哪里呢？他离开耶路撒冷，就像出埃及一样，他要去哪里？
去天上。
Yeah, to heaven.
To heaven. You see, that was his destination from when he came into the world. He was in the world and he was going to go back to heaven. That was his purpose.
所以他，这是他来地上的目的，他来这儿。他要从耶路撒冷出发，他要回到天上去。那这个是他来这里的目标。
But in between his coming and his going, there would be the death. He would accomplish the death, his death upon the cross.
所以在他来到他去天上中间，他一定要完成的这个过程，就是他要在地上经历这个死亡。
That he would show as the Son complete obedience to God the Father.
他要显出他是完全顺服父神的一个圣子的形象。
See, he came as a man, that as a man, he might be in complete obedience to God the Father.
所以他来是以一个道成肉身的人来的，所以他要显出对父神全然的顺服，在这个地上这一小段的时间里面。
Whereas the first man, Adam, failed.He disobeyed God.
因为第一个人亚当失败了，因为他没有顺服神。
So ever since, mankind has not glorified God, has not obeyed Him and given Him His position that they ought to.
所以自此以后呢，所有从亚当以后的人就不再荣耀神了，因为他们不再顺服他，常常犯罪。
But Jesus came, and He glorified His Father.
然后耶稣来了，他要荣耀他的父。
He came as a man of Adam's race.
所以他来是一个人的人子的形象来，他是亚当的后裔，亚当的族类。
And so God could then look upon, God the Father could look upon one man that had perfectly honored him in everything.
所以天父呢就能够给到一个人就是圣子耶稣，让他能够全然把神的形象和荣耀显明出来。
So that's the first reason for Jesus coming is as a man, as the last Adam of Adam's race, he perfectly glorified the Father.
所以这就是耶稣来的第一个目的，他作为一个人，亚当的族类，他要显明父神的荣耀。
And then havingDemonstrated his innocence and his purity, he would then offer himself as a sacrifice on the cross.
然后呢，把自己显明成非常圣洁的一个祭物，然后他把自己要献给上帝作为赎罪祭。
And that was on behalf of all the rest of Adam's race.
啊，这是代表所有亚当族类的其他人所做的一件事。
So he, number one, he glorified the Father in everything.
第一呢，他荣耀父神，在一切的事情上荣耀父神。
He proved himself to be the spotless sacrifice.
他把自己呢，证明成是一个无瑕的祭物，一个祭牲。
And then in offering himself to God, he fully paid for all of Adam's race.The sin of Adam's race.
所以把自己献给父神做赎罪祭呢，他就付足了一切在罪里的代价。这个罪呢，是亚当的族裔，就是我们的所犯的罪。
And having suffered and finished the work that God gave him to do, he gave up his spirit. We read.
所以 经历了苦难，然后最后把自己的生命献上以后，他就把自己的魂交灵魂交给了上帝，我们就看见。
The word that is used in one of the Gospels, when he died, he didn't just breathe his last. Instead, the word there is this of a man, a master, dismissing a servant after the servant had served him.
所以在有一个福音书里讲到，当他死的时候，他并不是像我们人一样吐出最后一口气，而是呢，就像我们跟仆人讲，你的任务完成了。然后就走了。这他是个主动的状态，不是一个被动把这口气吐出去的状态。
And so he could say, I have the authority from God the Father, God my Father, to lay down my life.
所以他说呢，我有权把我的命呢舍了。
No man takes my life from me.
他说没有人能把我能从我这里把我的生命拿走。
I have the authority to lay it down.
我有我的权利呢，把我的命舍了。
And then he said, I have the authority to take it up again.
我也有权利再把它取回来。
And we read that after the third day, in the morning of the third day, that Lord Jesus rose from the dead. And here he's appearing to some of his disciples.
这就是为什么他在第三天他完全从死里复活，然后向他的门徒们显现，这他主动取回来他的生命。
You see, he was going to accomplish his departure at Jerusalem.
所以他在耶路撒冷离开，这是他的一个任务，他要完成的一件事情。
You know, when we think about our departure, we think of, usually when people talk about their departure, they're not sure where their spirit is going to go.
所以当人地上的人在讨论自己离开这个地上的时候呢，其实没有人知道他的灵魂要去哪里。
But Jesus knew exactly where he was going.
但是耶稣是非常清楚的知道他要去哪里。
And so his departure out of this world would come through Jerusalem where he would be crucified. And then he would rise again and he would finish his departure into God's presence, rising.
所以这就是为什么他在这里他要说他的使命是他要先道成肉身，然后在耶路撒冷为我们死了，然后在三天以后复活，复活以后就在天上和父在一起。
And so he brought to fulfillment that departure. That was the reason he came. He came into the world to suffer and to serve.And then to die and then take his life again.
这就是他来的目的啊，他要先来受难，然后为我们死在石架上，然后复活，为我们付上一切的罪的代价，然后就在父的右边坐下。
So we go back to Luke chapter 24.
然后我们回到路加的24章。
And as the two are walking along, they're very, very sad. They don't understand any of this.
所以呢，在这些的门徒，两个门徒在走的时候呢，他们非常难受啊，他们不知道这一切的事情的原因。
And their loss, they have a heavy sense of loss as they walk along together.
然后呢，他们非常有一个很重的。心里的负担就是他们觉得很丢了一样很重要的东西啊。
They've lost, the nation's hope, as it were.
或者说呢他丢了整个国度的国家的盼望。
Jerusalem is no longer the city of the great king.
因为耶路撒冷再也不是那个大君王的那个城了。
It's where the one they had hoped was going to be their savior,That's where he's buried. His tomb is there.
然后曾经是他们盼望的那个人，现在已经在那里被埋葬了。
And they don't realize that his exodus, his departure, had already been accomplished.
他们不知道是他的这个离开，他的这个就像出埃及那样，耶稣其实已经完成了他的使命。这是一个好事，他们以为是坏事。
And a greater victory than earthly conquest had just been finished.
然后一个特别大的胜利，一个在地上的完全的征服和得胜， 刚刚完成，这是门徒们根本不知道的，在那。
Death had been destroyed.
因为死亡已经被征服了。
What greater victory?
这是多么大的，那有比这个更大的胜利和荣耀吗
？Than that death be completely destroyed.
因为死亡完完全全被征服了。
And not only that, but eternal life would be opened up. The door to eternal life would be opened up to everyone.
啊，不但如此，永恒的生命、永生的门要向每一个人敞开了。
And a glorious kingdom, an eternal kingdom, would be presented then to those who believe.
啊，一个永恒的、荣耀的国度要向每一个人打开，向每一个人显现。
But of course, they didn't understand any of this. They were all gloomy. It was like a black cloud was upon their head on that bright morning.
但他们真的不明白，所以他们就像头顶上有一个特别重的乌云，他们都在一个很沉重的心情里面。
But things were going to change.
然后事情会改变的。
Because Jesus drew near.
因为耶稣就在身边。
This is Jesus himself. We have a very tender picture here.
然后这里说到耶稣亲自，我们有个非常温和温暖的情景在这里。
Now, why didn't he just suddenly appear in the road like he appeared to Paul the Apostle? Or Saul of Tarsus.
为什么耶稣不像像那个去大马士革路上的扫罗显现那样，突然向这些门徒显现
？You know, it's come there in power and show himself in all the bright light.
就像跟那个扫罗显现，突然是一个大光里特别大的荣耀，突然向这个门徒们显现一下。
The reason, of course, he had not changed.He's still the same Jesus that he was when he walked on the roads of Galilee 2,000 years ago.
原因就是他其实没有变了，他还是那个耶稣，他还是在跟随门徒们在2000年前陪伴他们的那个耶稣。
His resurrection didn't remove him to some distant, far off place on a throne that we wouldn't be able to approach.
他的复活并没有把他变成，突然变成一个远远在宝座上坐着，离我们很远，很没有很有距离的这么一个王，不是。
You see, our human condition requires a friend to come alongside.
因为我们的人的状态是我们需要有一个朋友一直陪伴我们。
Not some distant God who dictates.The rules to us.
不是一个很远远的上帝，他就是一直在下不同的命令，这么样一个神。
But one who comes alongside to understand and to sympathize and to help.
然后他会在我们的身边，他陪伴我们，他同情我们，他帮助我们。
Notice what I said very, very tenderly. It says Jesus Himself came up and walked along with them.
所以这里十五节说呢，耶稣就亲自就近他们，和他们在一起，和他们同行。
And at their darkest time, there he was. He was with them.
在最黑暗的时候，这些门徒们最黑暗的时候，谁在那里呢？耶稣跟他们在一起。
Now, in a practical sense, have you ever gone through deep struggles, deep troubles?
那我们回到我们自己身上，我们有没有？经历这么特别深的困难和苦难的时候。
The wonderful thing is that Jesus, because he was a man, he lived on earth, he can understand us, he can sympathize with us, and he comes alongside of us.
一个特别好的事实是，因为耶稣是自己是道成肉身的人，所以他作为一个人，他明白我们的一切，他明白我们的感受。他能够很深的同情我们，帮助我们。
You see, he's not a distant God, far away.
他不是一个很遥远的上帝。
And that's what this story illustrates.
这就是这个故事想表达的意思。
He draws near, he comes near, alongside, and he walks with them.
他亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
But in verse 16 it says,They didn't recognize him. They were kept from recognizing.
然后十六节却说呢，只是他们就这些门徒的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
They weren't expecting this.
因为门徒们从来没有期望耶稣会来陪伴他们。
While he was on earth, he was known as the man of sorrows.
当他在地上的时候呢，他常常被大家看见是一个很忧伤痛苦的人啊。
He felt very keenly the burdens of mankind and their sorrows.
他非常非常深的感受到了人的负担和苦难。
When his friend Lazarus died,
当他的耶稣的朋友拉萨路死的时候
，and Lazarus' two sisters were weeping at the tomb.
他的拉萨路的两个姐妹一直在坟边上哭啊。
It says Jesus wept as well.
那个时候耶稣也一样哭了。
Oh, why would he weep? Because in a few minutes he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead.
这是很奇怪啊，因为他来就是要很快过几分钟就要把拉萨路从死里唤醒复活的，那他为什么要哭呢？
He wept in sympathy with the ones that he loved.
因为他爱他们，他同情他所爱的人，他就跟他们一起哭。
You see, he can be touched with the feelings of our weaknesses.
因为他可以被我们的软弱里面的心所摸着啊，所碰着。
And that's God manifest in the flesh.
这就是神道成肉身的意思。
So Almighty God now is not some distant being far off up in heaven.
一个全能大能的神就不再是那个远远的触不可及的这个神了。
He has been manifested as the Son of Man.
因为他已经成为人子，成为我们的
旁边的一个人。But while he was here, he was the man of sorrows.
当他来到地上的时候，他是一个苦难的，背负苦难的人。
Because he shared our sorrows.
因为他分享我们的苦难。
It says he carried our grief.
所以他背负我们的痛苦。
As a result, people thought that he might be the prophet Jeremiah, who was a man that was sorry for Israel's sin and grieved much.
甚至当时的人都误以为啊，他就是那个曾经旧约里面出现过的耶利米先知啊，因为耶利米叫流泪的先知，耶利米是一直的为他当时时代的那些人的痛苦去流泪哈，所以他们误以为耶稣是这个耶利米复活。
No doubt on these disciples on that day, this man that drew near didn't resemble the man of sorrows anymore.
但是呢，在这一天，你们看见这个人接近这两个门徒的这个人，不再是一个忧伤痛苦的人了。
He was the risen Lord.
他是一个复活的神了。
But their eyes didn't recognize him.
但是门徒们眼睛没有看清，看不见，看不清楚他。
Because they weren't expecting.
因为他们不期望这么一个事情发生。
So he asked them the question there, verse 17.
所以他们在十七节就问了他们一个问题啊，耶稣问了他们一个问题。
You see, he's going to draw them out what their hearts really believed and what they really were trusting in.
所以他们要把他们从他们心里啊真正所信的那个那样的事情里面拽出来啊。
And so he asked them a question. What are you discussing?
他就问他们一个问题，你们在讨论什么呢？
As you walk along.
你们在走的时候讨论什么？
And so now they are going to express everything that's in their hearts. Not for him, he knows everything.
所以你会发现呢，当他们停下来，两个门徒停下来啊，要跟耶稣讲他们心里一切事的时候呢，其实耶稣是知道，耶稣不需要他们讲。所以呢，但他们就是要讲，这个时候他们在干什么。
So it's not for his information, he knew their hearts already.
所以不是为了他自己的信息啊，这是耶稣知道一切的事。
And when he asks questions of his disciples or others, it's always to draw them out so they express what's in their thinking.
所以当他问他的门徒的时候呢，其实都是在帮助他们的门徒，把他们在那个自己的想法里，自己的那个痛苦里呢，把他们拽出来，让他们自己来讲。
And so they stopped, they stood still there, it says.
对，所以他们停下来就开始讲了。
And, uh, I guess they were thinking very deeply there, but there says their faces downcast.
所以他们站住的时候呢，圣经说他们的脸上都是愁容。
So one of them, his name was Cleophas, asked him, "Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and don't know the things that have happened here there in these days?"
然后两个人中呢，有一个名叫格留巴的回答说呢，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗
？Jerusalem, you know,
耶路撒冷。
It was at Jerusalem that he was going to accomplish his departure out of the world, isn't it?
就是他要在耶路撒冷离开，要完成他的任务，不是吗
？It was Jerusalem where he was going to be slain and killed.
也是要在耶路撒冷，他要受难，然后被杀。
Now, their backs were to Jerusalem, weren't they?
然后他们要回到耶路撒冷。
If they had believed, they would still be in Jerusalem. Waiting for the Lord Jesus to appear.
如果他们还在耶路撒冷啊，他们要会在那里等耶稣在。如果他们相信的话，他们就在耶路撒冷等着耶稣复活，然后再重现。
But now they stop from their journey away from Jerusalem. Just for a moment, they stop.
然后他们现在停了一下，从耶路撒冷离开的这个路上呢，他们停了一下。
Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem? He says.
他说你在耶路撒冷做客吗
？Yes, you could say he was a visitor there.
你会看见是的，耶稣的确是在耶路撒冷做客。
He came for a time to go to Jerusalem to fulfill the will of God and to fulfill the departure that he was going to accomplish there.
对，他去那里就是为了完成天父所给他定的。要离开耶路撒冷，然后再复活的旨意。
And they ask him again, and you don't know the things that have happened there these days?
他们又问，你不知道这几天在那所出的事情吗
？They were talking to the one of whom all those events centered on. It's interesting, and they themselves had witnessed it.
所以他们讲的心里全是他们心里想的啊，这些这就是这几天最搅扰他们的事情。
Do you see how unbelief and bias and our preconceived ideas, how much they blind us to the truth.
所以你会看见我们是我们以前的不幸，或者我们一开始的原来的生命里面的这个预想的，我们的想思维方式是多大程度会让我们看不清楚真理啊，让我们远离真理。
You see, that's the biggest problem that we have as humans, is we come and we read the truth, and we have, as it were, glasses on that obstruct the full meaning of things.
所以我们作为人啊，最大的困难在于呢，当我们来到神的真理面前的时候，我们会戴了一副眼镜。这副眼镜呢，是由着我们人自己的罪性所戴上的，就我们自己的思维方式所来的。然后这个眼镜就会让我们看待这个真理的时候就扭曲了。
And, the Lord says, except you become like little children, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
这就是为什么耶稣在福音书说，你们若不回转成孩子的样式，单纯接受的样式，你不能进神的国。
A little children, they don't have a lot of biases, they don't have a lot of preconceived ideas, do they?
所以呢，很多我们的孩子们，他很少有这种偏见或者有一个预设的想法或思维方式来阻拦他。
What you tell them, they accept.
你告诉他是什么事情，他就接受，他就相信这个事情。
And so there's no obstruction there. But here, these people on this day, their eyes were held by their biases and by their unbelief.
所以这两个人呢，他们在那个时候，他们的眼睛也是被这个他们自己一开始预设的一些想法所拦住。
The Lord is going to draw them out more. He asks another question.
所以耶稣呢，要把他们再从这个困境里再多拽出来一点啊，那就他们又问了他个问题。
He says to them, "What things specifically? What things are you talking about?"
他说什么事呢？耶稣说。
And so, about Jesus of Nazareth is the subject here.
他说是关于拿撒勒人耶稣。
And notice they talk in the past tense. He was a prophet.
他是一个先知。注意哈，他这里在原文用的是一个过去式。
But that would imply that he is no more on earth.
这就意味着呢，他们两个人相信啊，耶稣已经走了，不再是个先知了。
His prophecies are finished. His speaking for God is all over.
他作为神先知的这个任务已经完成了。
And so he goes on and says he was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people.
所以他说在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
In the Old Testament, Moses said that God in the end times is going to raise up a prophet like to me, and you must hear him.
所以在摩西时代呢，摩西说过一个预言，说在末世的时候，上帝要在你们当中兴起一个弟兄像我，你们要听他。这个人就指的是耶稣。
So they believed that he was a prophet, a mighty prophet come from God.
所以他是一个从神来的特别大能的先知。
And then in verse 20 it says the chief priests and our rulers, they handed him over to be sentenced to death and they crucified him.
所以祭司长和我们在和我们的官府已经把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。
Their nation's leaders had rejected this one.
国家的领导人呢就拒绝了这个人。
So, they said, but we had hoped that he was the one that was going to redeem Israel.
但我们素来盼望啊，这就是要赎以色列民的，就是这个人。
All their national hopes then would be realized through Jesus.
这就是这个国家的盼望，他们认为要借着耶稣来实现这个国家的盼望。
The Romans would be overthrown.
罗马人要被推翻。
And Israel would become a sovereign state.
以色列要成为一个主权的国家。
And God would be glorified in the midst of Israel.
然后呢，上帝会在以色列民当中重新得回他的荣耀。
Now that was their hope.
这是他们的盼望。
We thought that that's what it was going to be.
他们认为这是应该事情有的版本。
Now our thinking has all been changed.
现在我们的想法完全都改变了。
All that hope is gone.
这样的盼望都没了。
And then, to top it all off, he says there, and what's more, the end of verse 21, and what's more,It's been 3 days since all this took place.
然后在21节后半段他说呢，不但这样的，而且到现在这事呢已经三天了。
3 days, and they're heading back home.
三天啊，他们就开始要回家了。
I don't know if they had got so far as to think about what they were going to do when they got there.I don't know if they had gotten as far in their thinking as what they were going to do when they got home again.
其实我也不知道他们要回家去能干什么，因为他们那时候对这么忧伤的时候。
No doubt Cleopas had some business to attend to.
也许哥留巴有一些生意要去做。
Maybe there were some family things to plan, but they hadn't got that far yet.
也许他有一些家族的事情要去处理啊，没处理完。
It would look like they were going to go back to the way it was before this prophet, mighty in word and deed, even came into the world.
然后他们要去，其实就只能假设这个先知就从来没有来过，这么大能的先知，因为这件事情对他们来说就好像过去了。
Had it really been worth following this Jesus of Nazareth for 3 years?
所以这样的话其实会更不好，因为他们跟随了耶稣三年，在他们其实这个对他们来说相反成了一个负担。
But then there was some other strange things that had happened that morning that made them wonder about things.
然后在那天早晨还发生了一些事，让他们开始怀疑一些事情。
In addition, he says, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early in the morning, but they didn't find his body.
然后他说那天早晨有几个妇女来到坟墓那里啊，就发现耶稣的身体不见了。
Besides all this, there's this disturbances that they can't find his body. And they came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive.
那不但他们没有看见耶稣的身体，而且看见天使跟他说呢，耶稣又活了。
And then some of our companions, they went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see.
然后呢，又有几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正和妇女们所说的一样，只是没有看见他。
So these are the things that they were discussing on the road from Jerusalem to when Jesus met them.
对，这是他们在去从耶路撒冷离开的时候，他们在讲的一些事情。
Very disturbing. They didn't understand. They couldn't understand these things.
他们完全不能够理解这些事。
They couldn't put all the events together.
他们不能把这些事呢放到一起来联系起来看。
But if they had simply believed Jesus' words, wouldn't they be able to put all that together?
如果他只是简单的相信耶稣的话，他们能不能把这些事串起来？
He told them that the chief priests and scribes were going to reject him, that he was going to be taken and crucified and slain, and that he was going to rise again the third day.
因为他们，我们刚才已经看见了在路加福音九章，耶稣已经告诉他们，他要受难，然后要被祭司、法利赛人要钉死，然后他要三天后复活，他就完全告诉他们。
The gospel writers record that he said this three times to his disciples.
圣经的作者呢告诉我们，耶稣讲这件事情，在他去耶路撒冷之前讲了三次。
But they didn't understand that.
但他们完全不明白。
Why? Because of their preconceived ideas.
那为什么呢？就是因为他们有一些预想、预设的想法。
Now Jesus, verse 25. He speaks again.
然后二十五节呢，耶稣对他们又说了。
Notice that he waits until they finish. He doesn't interrupt them.
Yeah. 耶稣没有打断他们啊，就是等他们说完了，耶稣再说。
He's drawn them out now. All that that's in their hearts and in their minds is all out there now.
然后现在他们想说的一切，他们都已经讲出来了。
And he begins now to instruct them.
然后耶稣开始要跟他们讲一些教导。
He says, "How foolish you are!"
他说你们无知的人呐。
Now that sounds kind of harsh, but really, apparently the Greek is—it's very tender, like you'd admonish a small child, though.
所以听起来好像有点严厉，但实际上在希腊文的原文里，它是非常非常温和的，就像我们跟孩子们讲话一样。
He says, "And your hearts are slow." He says.
他说你们的心啊，开得很慢。
Is a heart that is quick will quickly understand God's love toward us.
那个心呢很快的，他就很快就能明白，上帝对我们的爱。
But a heart that's slow can't take in that God would really love them.
然后那个比较慢的心呢，就很难去，把神的真正那个爱呢接到心里来。
And so that he says here.You're foolish, and he says you're slow of heart.
所以他说无知的人呐、啊，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
He says to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
啊，信什么呢？信先知所说的一切话。
They had believed some of what the prophets had spoken.
他们已经信了一些一部分。
But they didn't believe all that the prophets.
他没有，他不是信所有的。
Typical human condition, we select things that we like And we ignore the things we don't like.
因为我们每个人常常有的情况就是我们留下那个我们喜欢的信息，我们丢掉那些我们不喜欢的信息。
It's typical of us.
这是我们非常典型的样子。
And when I see a big, nice big food plate, I always like the sweet things.
比如说我看见一大盆的这个吃的，我常常会把里面甜的东西这个跳到我眼睛里来，我喜欢吃。
And I try to avoid the vegetables.
然后我常常把那些蔬菜撇到一边去。
You see, because I have a sweet tooth.
因为我的牙齿虫蛀牙了，对。
It's my prejudice.
是我喜欢吃甜食，这是我的偏好。
So we tend to just believe the things that we like to believe, and we just push away things that are not comfortable for us.
所以我们倾向于去相信那些我喜欢信的，把那些我们不是太喜欢的信息就忽略掉，不想去记住它。
Now the Jews were guilty of that.
犹太人其实是为这个很有负罪感。
When they read the Old Testament, they read it about the glories of the kingdom that is to come.
当他们读到旧约的时候，他们会知道有一个荣耀的王国要来。
And how God would send His Messiah, who's going to put down all rule and authority on the earth.
那上帝是如何把弥赛亚借着弥赛亚把他的国度降下？
And the wicked are going to be judged.
所有有罪的人都要被审判。
And the king, God's king, will reign in righteousness, and there will be peace on earth.
然后神的王也是耶稣，他要在地上，他要带来和平，他要统治。
No more wars.
不再有征战。
And so you get that in the Old Testament in many, many different places. You'll read that.
你在旧约里面你能得到很多很多这样的表述。
In the Psalms, for example.
比如说我们可以看旧约的诗篇。诗哈，就是中间的，旧约中间的地方。
Psalm chapter 2.
二篇，诗篇第二篇。
Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? He says.
Verse 1. 就是外邦为什么争闹？
And the kings of the earth, they take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against His anointed one.
万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
Here we see a picture. The anointed one, of course, is the Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这已经有了一个叫受膏者，这就是弥赛亚，就是万王之王，万主之主。
And the kings of the earth, they don't want to serve the Lord.
因为地上的君王，他们不想要服侍这个神。
Verse 3, let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters.
然后第三节说，让我们要挣开他的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
But the one enthroned in heaven laughs, and the Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in His anger and terrifies them in His wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上。
And so he continues there that after having said in verse 6, I have installed my king. That is the Messiah. You see, the Jews were looking for that, for the Messiah to come. And then he says, I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father.
然后受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Ask of me, he says, I'll make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession, and you'll rule them with an iron scepter and dash them to pieces like pottery.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地级赐你为田产，你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎。
And so you can see that the Son of God, the Messiah, God's appointed ruler will come, and he's going to put down all rule and authority that is against God.
所以你会看见弥赛亚这个神的圣子，他要来地上做王，他要把这一切规矩和这个王国，他要在地上立起。
There'll be no more bribery or corruption in government.
他不会再有任何的贿赂，任何的腐败。
The King of Kings is going to rule in righteousness.
因为万王之王要以公义来治国。
And Israel is going to be the head of the nations and not the tail as it is today.
那以色列呢，在那个时候他要会成为万国之首，而不是今天的万国之尾。
And in Jerusalem, where the temple, the people of the world will come and worship at Jerusalem.
然后耶路撒冷呢，全地的人会到耶路撒冷去朝拜。
Now, of course, that was the Jewish hope.
当然，这个是犹太人的盼望。
Today, we've got to talk about the results of the resurrection for the Church of the Living God.
今天我们要讲一点关于神复活以后我们教会的盼望是什么。
And we will in a little bit, because we're only talking about Israel now. We're none of us are Jews here.
我们只是刚才只是在讲一点犹太人的事，但是我们这里没有一个是犹太人。
Our hope doesn't consist of an earthly kingdom.
所以我们的盼望不是一个地上王国的盼望。
Our hope is heaven itself.
我们的盼望是天堂啊。
And so, because the Jews rejected their Messiah, God opened the door to the Gentiles as well.
所以当犹太人拒绝了他们的弥赛亚以后呢，上帝就把外邦人的门打开了。
Not to make us earthly nations.
那不是让我们成为一个地上的国度。
But as we'll see in a little while, probably after the break, we'll take a look and see what the death of Christ has done for us. As Gentiles.
然后呢，我们大概一会儿我们要到茶歇之后呢，我们可能会讲一点，死耶稣的死对我们外邦人来说是什么意思。
What we're doing now for the next few minutes is just to finish off the Jewish hope.
那我们剩下的几分钟，我们把犹太人的盼望呢，我们讲完。
So throughout the Old Testament, I should have picked out a few scriptures showing the hope of Israel.
旧约里面呢，我本来应该选几节经文来讲一下这个以色列的盼望。
Isaiah chapter 11. The Old Testament is full of the promises God made to Israel that they would become the great nation, that they were expecting the king to come and rule on earth.
所以整个旧约很多很多地方都讲到了上帝对以色列人的应许啊，这就是他们一直在等候那个王的原因，因为上帝又给他们很重的应许。我们看一下以赛亚书十一篇。
Isaiah chapter 11, we just read.
以赛亚十一篇。以赛亚书十一篇
Verse 1
一节
This speaks of the Lord Jesus, who was known as the Son of David. He came of David's line, the kingly line.
这其实就在讲耶稣基督，因为他是从耶西那边所发出来，耶西是他的祖先哈，是他肉身的祖先。
Says a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse.
他说会从耶西的本必发出一枝。
And from his roots a branch will bear fruit.
从他的根生的枝子必结果实。
The stump of Jesse was the father of David the king.
耶西是大卫王的父亲。
And of course, the Lord made a covenant with David that his throne would be forever.
所以上帝给大卫有一个约哈，说他的国必存到永远。
And that the Lord Jesus, that he was, it was promised that he would sit upon the throne of David.
所以耶稣会坐在大卫的那个王位上。
And that kingdom would rule over the earth. And here in chapter 11, we read about this earthly kingdom.
所以他的国度会一直存到永远，这就是我们这里要看的。
It says there that, he will judge Verse 4, he will judge in righteousness.
所以四节他说这里他要以公义审判贫穷人。
He'll judge the needy. With justice, he will give decisions for the poor of the earth.
他以正直判断世上的谦卑人。
Finally, a king that will look after the needs of the poor.
所以最终的这个王会要看顾一切贫穷谦卑人的需要。
It says he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth.
他会用口中的杖来击打世界。
With the breath of his lips, he'll slay the wicked.
以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。
And righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist.
公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他肋下的带子。
Faithfulness and righteousness.
信实和公义。
And then the result of that is that the curse will be removed from the earth.
所以在那个时候所有的咒诅会从地上被挪去。
There will be no more warfare.
再不会有征战。
It says the wolf will live with the lamb.
因为豺狼必与绵羊羔同居。
The leopard will lie down with the goat.
豹子必与山羊羔同卧。
And then in verse 9,
第九节呢？
We go ahead there. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain.
他说在我圣山的遍处这一切都不伤人不害物。
For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地好像水充满洋海。
And so, you see that when, the Lord is speaking to those disciples there on that road. How foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
所以回到我们以马忤斯那个门徒那一段哈，路加的二十四章。所以他说呢，你们明白的如此的慢吗？
See what they're doing is they were taking the promises of the great glories of the kingdom, but they were ignoring something else.
所以他们这里他们是记得上帝的应许关于国度的应许但是他们忽视了一些其他的东西。
Probably the most famous scripture we could talk about there is Isaiah chapter 53.
很可能我们这最好的明白这个应许的话是以赛亚书的53篇。
Isaiah chapter 53. The Lord Jesus is going to teach his disciples two things.
那耶稣呢要教导他的门徒两件事。
That there is going to be, first of all, there's going to be suffering.
先有苦难。
Before the glory.
然后有荣耀。
And this was predicted in the Old Testament, but they didn't want to believe it.
那他们这个在旧约里也一直在讲但他们不愿意信。
And even today, when the Jews read this in their Bibles, this chapter, they say that it's Israel that is mentioned here because of all their suffering. They won't, their eyes are held the same today as that couple on the road to Emmaus.
所以即便今天的以色列人读到以赛亚书53章的时候他们把这个当做他们自己啊，他就说这是以色列国，啊，因为他们受了很多苦难，所以他们并依然不认为这就是已经来过的耶稣。
Not all Jews. There's a few that have trusted their Messiah.
不是所有的，有一部分犹太人也的确信了 耶稣成为他的救主。
They're no more Jews anymore. They belong to the Church of God.
啊，这样的话，他们就不再成为犹太人，他已经是成为教会的一部分。
But most Jews, they interpret this. If they read it at all, they try to ignore it. But if they read it, they say that this chapter applies to Israel.
所以，并不是所有的大部分的犹太人，他当他读到这个，他们会认为。这是在讲以色列国过去的几两千年所受的苦难。
I'd like to go through this chapter briefly.
我们很快的来看一下这一章。
And it refers to a suffering Messiah.
我们看一下这个一个受苦的基督。
And Isaiah begins it by saying, "Who is going to believe what I'm going to write?"
他以赛亚书说呢，我们所传的有谁信呢
？Who's believed our message?
谁会信我们的所说的呢？
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
耶和华的臂膀向谁显露呢
？Now the arm of the Lord—it's a metaphor, isn't it, for God's working? God, a workman uses his arm to use a hammer or a saw or whatever, or a woman that uses her arm to form a dinner. And so,
所以这是个比喻哈，耶和华的臂膀是一个比喻，因为我们讲到这个臂膀的时候，一般都是讲到做工，不管是男人女人，都是用手臂来做工，他就是在讲神的工。
So this is the arm of Jehovah. This is the Lord Jesus carried out the will of Jehovah, the Lord.
所以这是耶稣基督他来承担上帝的。工和承担上帝的旨意啊，就是在这里是这个意思。
It says he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
The Lord Jesus, in coming into the world, he was like a shoot out of dry ground. There was nothing in this world to sustain his otherworldly perfections.
所以他在这里他说他生长啊像一颗。在干地里面长出了一个根。
He was this world all was against God, but here out suddenly out of dry ground there is a shoot that's healthy, and a shoot can't come out of dry ground; it needs water.But he drew his sustenance from God himself.
所以整个世界它是抵挡上帝的，但是这个时候呢，在特别干的一块地方，突然长出了一颗嫩芽，就它是向着上帝的。
The dry ground is a picture of this world.
然后这个干地就是代表这个世界。
A world that is dry and barren of true spirituality.
然后这个世界是干的，没有任何真理的地方。
Anything that could sustain a life like his, there was nothing in this world to sustain it.
这个世界没有能把这个嫩芽喂养的这个环境啊。
And then it says here, he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him.
那他没有美容也他无家型美容啊。我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
In a natural sense,The Lord Jesus, when he came, there was nothing spectacular about him.
当耶稣来的时候呢，没有什么在他那里是很出众的。
You know, the stars of this world, we have a man that can run faster than anybody else, a tremendous person, and everybody looks up to this man who runs one tenth of a second faster than everybody else.
然后，比如有一个我们在地上，他跑得特别快啊，他跑，这个跑步第一名，我们大家都会非常的仰慕他。
Or we some great violinist that can play Mendelssohn in such a beautiful way, and the world is at his feet.
然后呢，一个特别好的小提琴家，然后他演奏的特别棒，然后全世界都很敬仰他。
Or a young beauty pageant young woman, the world.Just is worshiping her temporary beauty.
然后呢，一个特别美貌的这个女孩啊，大家会觉得，哎呀，这个人很漂亮，然后我们也会仰慕她。
Jesus didn't have any of that to attract us to him.
然后耶稣没有任何这样的 特点让人能够
被
他吸引。
There was nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
因为对，在他没有加薪美容，我们也没有羡慕他的地方。
He came very in a very ordinary way.
他一个非常普通的形象来的。
So it says here in verse 3, he was despised and rejected of men.
在第三节说他被藐视，被人厌弃。
He was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
他多受痛苦，常经忧患。
A suffering that he didn't bring about, he didn't cause it. Oftentimes, when we suffer, it's as a result of our own actions.
这些苦难呢，其实不是他应该受的，因为不是他来的。但我们常常我们受的苦难是真的跟我们有点关系。
But there was nothing about him that we should desire him to be, to lift him up in the world. There was nothing there.
所以我没有任何理由啊，在这里把他因着他这些原因而高举。
But don't forget, he was called the arm of the Lord.
但别忘了，他是耶和华的臂膀。
God was accomplishing much through him.
上帝要借着他来成就很多的事。
When he came, what did he do? He raised the lepers that were, or he healed lepers. He gave sight to the blind, and he made lame men walk and gave life to those that had died.
所以当他来的时候，他行了很多的神迹，他让瞎子看见，瘸子行走，大麻风得医治，甚至死人复活。
It was God working among the sons of men.
这就是上帝在人子哈，在耶稣里面行他的事。
But he didn't have the appearance of an earthly hero, did he?
但他并没有在有一个外表的形象，是有一个地上这种英雄的形象。
And then the words that he spoke, they were not the words that you of an orator, someone great that would attract a big crowd.
对啊，他也没有能够吸引一大批人能跟随他的一些特点。
Instead, he called for men and women to repent and to believe God Almighty.
相反，他一直叫大家悔改，去相信，上帝。
And it says there that it says too that he was like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
那他说他被藐视，被人厌弃。
People despised him; they hated him. Why?
人们藐视他，恨他，为什么呢？
Because he exposed their hypocrisy and their sin.
因为他把人的罪和假冒伪善给显明出来了。
His purpose was not to beat down people, but to make them realize that they needed to repent before God.
他的目的并不是要去打地上的征战啊，他是要让每一个人去意识到自己的罪，去悔改。
But he was also very loving and sympathetic to the weak and to the poor.
然后他同时也是非常有爱和同情对一切需要和软弱的人。
It says he took up our sorrows, or he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
然后呢，他诚然担当了我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
He bore with the human condition. He carried our sorrows. He sympathized with us.
他承担了我们的痛苦，他为我们背负了我们的苦难。
And he bore our sins on the cross.
他在十字架上承担了我们的罪。
And verse 4 talks about it says that he was stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
所以四节说呢，我们却以为他受责罚，是被神击打苦待了。
It's God who punished His Son, who became sin for us.
这就是上帝呢，惩罚他自己的儿子，为我们的罪惩罚他。
He suffered not only under the hands of men, but he suffered under the hand of God.
他并不是在，不只是在人手所受的害哈，而且是上帝把他成为罪。上帝的惩罚也在他身上。
It was for us he did that.
是为了我们他做这
件事。Verse 5 it says, But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
所以五节呢他说哪知我们为他为我们的过犯受害为我们的罪孽压伤。
His hands, his feet, his side were pierced, wasn't it, on the cross.
他的手他的脚他的肋旁都受了伤。
His soul was crushed there upon the cross.
他的灵魂是被在十字架上被压碎。
He cried, Oh my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以他喊出来说我的神我的神为什么离弃我
I, the Holy One.
我就是那个圣洁的人。
But it says he was crushed for our iniquities.
然后他说他为我们的过犯被压伤。
And he says the punishment there that fell on him that brought us peace was upon him. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
And by his wounds we are healed.
因他的鞭伤我们得医治。
And then verse 6, it says here, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
然后第六节说我们都如羊走迷个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们个人众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And we could carry on in here. We could go into Psalm chapter 22 as well. There's other places where it talks about the sufferings of the Messiah.
然后我们也可以继续然后我们在那个诗篇的22篇也可以看到同样的内容就讲到一个受难的弥赛亚。
Just want to go, we're going to have a break in a minute. Just go to the book of Acts, chapter 8.
我们休息之前我们很快的看一下使徒行传八章。
Acts chapter 8, verse 29.
使徒行传八章的二十九节。
Verse 27, I guess.
27节。
This is a story of the Ethiopian eunuch who had been visiting Jerusalem during a feast.
这个是讲到埃塞俄比亚的一个太监哈。
He was the minister of finance for Ethiopia.
他是埃塞俄比亚女王的底下的管银库的总管。
And he'd gone up to Jerusalem to worship.
他去耶路撒冷去敬拜。
And he's on his chariot now on his way back from Jerusalem.
然后呢他现在回到耶路撒冷。
And he's reading the prophet Isaiah.
然后他在读这个以赛亚书。
Now Philip the Evangelist was sent, down to meet this man in the desert by the Spirit of God.
然后呢那个菲利普就是腓力啊就是被圣灵带着去跟他传讲这个。
Verse 29, the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it.
然后圣灵对那个腓力说你去贴近那车走。
Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet.
然后腓力就跑到太监那里听见他念先知以赛亚的书。
And, do you understand what you're reading, Philip asked.
那便问他说你所念的你明白吗
How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me.
他说我怎么能明白呢没有人指教我。
So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
于是请腓力上车与他同坐。
The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture.
然后那个太监就所念的那段经就说呢
Just what we were in Isaiah chapter 53.
这就是我们刚才以赛亚书53篇读的那一段。
He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants, for his life was taken from the earth?
然后他说他像羊被牵到宰杀之地又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声他也是这样不开口他卑微的时候人不按公义审判他谁能述说他的世代因为他的生命从地上夺去
And so Philip or the eunuch asked Philip Tell me please who is the prophet talking about himself or someone else
太监对腓力说呢请问 先知说的这话是指谁呢？是指自己呢？是指别人呢？
Then Philip, it says, began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus.
然后腓力从开口从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。
Now we've got to have a break, but I just, the last thing I mentioned here is that, you see, the two on the road to Emmaus, they didn't believe all that the scripture said. They only took what they wanted to hear about a glorious kingdom.
所以在休息前我想告诉大家的结论就是你会看见以马忤斯这两个门徒呢他只是部分的相信圣经。他只是相信圣经里他愿意相信的那一部分。圣经里讲到的耶稣另外的那个部分他忽略这个信息他不要因为那个信息对他太难了。
But the fact is that the Messiah had to die upon the cross.
但是事实上是弥赛亚一定要在十字架上死。
The bigger plan of God is that is for his eternal kingdom.
因为对上帝有一个更大的旨意为了他国度。
And on the basis,
永恒的国度。
On the basis of the blood shed upon the cross of Calvary, he might open up salvation to the entire world.
只有在耶稣在十字架上，在加利利上，在那个哥哥他山上留下的宝血，才可能打开我们通向永恒的路。
Let's take a break then.
好，我们一起来。
You want to give thanks?
Okay, 我们一起做个祷告。你在天上的父，我们谢谢您啊，带领我们，让我们看见啊，您就是爱。您在这两个门徒最需要的时候您在他们身边您在我们在一切的事情上愁苦的时候您也与我们同在也求您带领我们让我们看见我们的有限我们常常是忽略我们不愿意去信的信息父啊求您让我们回转成孩子的样式以单纯的心接受您的话父啊谢谢您我们来到您的面前说我相信基督的恩典我们相信您的救赎父爱求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食洁净我们的饮食祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名阿门